A meditation on Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul begins, I appeal to you. What he's about to say really, really matters. He's underlining his plea to his readers. He's making it personal. Can you hear the pleading in his voice? I appeal to you. And the verse goes on, I appeal to you, therefore. So why is Paul appealing to his readers? What has just come before that Paul should say, therefore? And the answer is a magnificent 11-chapter unfolding of the gospel since the beginning of the letter. And that gospel is what the phrase, the mercies of God, in verse 1 also refers to. Because yes, God bestows countless thousands of mercies on us every single day, from every breath we breathe, and every beat of our hearts, to every sip of water, and mouthful of food, and the feel of the sun on our skin, and the enjoyment of friendship, and a roof to sleep under. Yes, God bestows literally countless mercies on us every single day, but his greatest mercies of all are those of the gospel, which Paul has just been laying out for us in the letter. Grace has been given what we don't deserve. Mercy has not been given what we do deserve. So we deserved to be found guilty by God for our sin. And yet God justified us by faith alone. We were deservedly slaves to our sin. And yet God redeems us from that sin. We deserved God's righteous, terrifying wrath for our sin. And yet God propitiates his wrath against us. We deserved to be without hope and without God. And yet God reconciles us and adopts us into his family. We deserved hostility from God and misery and hopelessness and eternal death. And yet God gives us peace and joy and hope and eternal life. This is the gospel. These are the mercies of God. And when Paul says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, the Greek word adelphoi literally means brothers, but its meaning includes sisters as well, so all believers. And so Paul is saying, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, in other words, in light of the gospel, and then here comes the appeal, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul is saying, hand yourself over to God, all of you, your whole body. Under the old covenant in Judaism, people would present animal sacrifices to God, and those animals needed to be holy and acceptable to him. In other words, without physical spot or blemish or disease. And the giving of an animal would be a person's act of worship. Well, here Paul is saying, don't give God an animal as your sacrifice. Give God yourself. You are the sacrifice. Let your life be holy and acceptable to him. Let that be your act of worship. And Paul says that we're to be living sacrifices because we're no longer dead. We're now alive in Christ. Our sacrifice takes the form of how we live that life in Christ. Animals had to be put to death under the old covenant because of our sin. And they pointed forward to Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God who was put to death for our sin once and for all. And because he took death for our sin, we no longer have to. We get to be living sacrifices. And when Paul says in verse 1 that we do this because of God's mercies, he's not saying that we do it to pay God back for the gospel. He's not even saying that we do it out of gratitude. Gratitude to God is important, of course, but according to Scripture, gratitude is actually not the main motivation for living the Christian life. No, the Bible says that the main motivation, among several, for being devoted to God, the main driver for being a living sacrifice is our identity. It's the new identity which the gospel has given us. It's to live in accordance with the new life and the new status that the mercies of the gospel have bestowed upon us. It's to be who we are, who we now are in Christ. As you fight sin today and resist temptation and repent when you do fail, may you rejoice in consciously offering yourself to God as a living sacrifice, in putting your body and your life and everything in it at His disposal. That is the greatest and most spiritual act of worship you can give Him of all, and He is worthy of it.